It's another time, another hour, another shift. But it's the same station, Comfort 95.1 FM. Reaching you from the heart of Uyo, of Godswill Akpabio International Stadium Road. Or they call it the Good Luck Jonathan Boulevard. We're sitting, well, not quite pretty. Things could have been better for us. Things could have been better for Nigeria. Things could have been better for the whole world. But there's a COVID-19. At least that's what it's called for now. And it will go down in history as one of those viruses that shook the world indeed. But what we do is to keep thanking God every single day that we are alive. And although there are lots of furies surrounding this virus, all we do know is that there is indeed something called COVID-19. And we should do our best to avoid it, especially right here in Akwaibom State, a state named after God. And that includes obeying every single instruction that the government has instituted. Stay at home. If you're not on essential duty, there's no reason why you should be out. I hope that we can get something as simple as that. A very good evening to you and welcome to Sports Track. And by that, welcome to the evening transmission of Comfort 95.1 FM. I'm the Mighty George. And right now we're going straight to the USA. Houston. Well, Texas. We're going to find out where in Texas she is. She is one of the finest women that has ever played basketball for Nigeria, in Nigeria, and in the USA as well.
I'm here.
Yes, she captained the women's national basketball team. Rose to become one of the coaches as well. And I dare tell you, she is so fine, even at this age. Okay. I used to crush on her back then. I still crush on her right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Akwaibom's and Nigeria's Nfonodoka speaking live from Texas this evening. It's afternoon over there. So let me say good afternoon to you, Mfon. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you. How are you? How's everything?
We're good. Well, there's coronavirus.
That's, I'm considering, yes.
That's just everywhere, you know. When they say the world is a global village, now we know. For those that didn't know before, the internet made us, you know, connect. You know, the fact that we transfer goods and services, but now coronavirus has hit everyone. And we do know that in the U.S., according to what we hear and see, it is more prevalent. Now, we decided to reach you today to just confirm all the stories that we're hearing and also check out on you, just as we've been checking out on our sports stars and how they are doing abroad. Okay, we're trying to reconnect with Mfon right now, but yeah, it looks like she's had an interruption. I bet we could have no call on Mfon now. She's live on Comfort 95.1 FM, but you could go straight to our Facebook page and our Twitter handle as well and join us. All right, Mfon, great to have you back. Okay, so, yeah, COVID-19. We've been doing this. We've been checking up on our friends who are abroad. And where, you know, the pandemic is more prevalent. You said you're doing fine, right?
I am, yes. I, interestingly enough, I was in Philadelphia a month ago today, and that was when the last NBA game took place. I was with my brother. And so I was, at that moment when I was in the game, there was probably 15,000 people there, and that's kind of when the...
Wow.
Seriousness was coming out. I was thinking the whole time, I'm like wondering how many people in the arena have coronavirus. And we were kind of joking about it. But then later they canceled the game and they postponed the season and all that stuff happened. So ever since then, I just, I flew home back to Texas 4 days after they canceled the NBA games. And since then, I've just really been staying indoors as much as possible. I do go out of the house. I think people are misconstruing.
Oh, you're allowed to go out of the house.
Yes, but the biggest part of it is to not be in large groups. Now, if you have a backyard or if you can go to a park or ride your bike or walk around, that's different because you're not, you know, meeting at church with 100 people in a room or, you know, you're going to the grocery store and trying to keep distance away from people. That's the biggest thing. Mm. We are allowed to leave the house. And I mean, if you need fresh air, you take a walk or you know, you just get stir crazy from being indoors, then those are things you can do. But the biggest thing is just to try to stay indoors as much as possible and avoiding the large groups. And of course, you know, washing your hands, which, you know, should be something that we're doing anyway. And they focused so much on washing your hands that we've all wondered as a country, why is this something that we haven't been doing anyway, if people haven't been doing it properly?
Mm. If you're thinking about it that way in the U.S., you imagine how Nigeria will be, you know, you know, washing of hands. It looks like a big deal here. Okay, so.
Yeah, it does. Mm. Well, I don't know what to say about that.
Okay, now it's okay. It's quite exciting that you could take a walk in the park. You could just, you know, you're advised to maintain safe distance. And that's in Texas. I'm not sure the people of New York have that luxury based on what we're seeing right now.
You know, they definitely don't, just because there's such a dense population. There are areas, if you live maybe in a little bit less populated areas, where you can do that, but it's almost possible to avoid seeing people in New York City. And then if you live in the type of apartment buildings where, you know, there's thousands of people in one building, that's really scary because it could just spread like wildfire through there. But in a place like Texas, where there's more land, there's bigger houses, you don't necessarily see people. Like in where I live, I could go outside and not see anybody. Wow. Or I might see one or two people. It's just slower and more space. And I live in a house, not an apartment building.
Oh, okay. Well, if there was no coronavirus, wouldn't you find that quite boring? You know, staying in a place where you can only see yourself. Anyway, we're getting back. We've lost connection with Mfon again, but we're coming back to her in a short while. In the meantime, you could just drop your, you know, you have any questions for her, just drop it on our Facebook page, Comfort 95.1 FM. You could drop it as well on Twitter at Comfort 95.1 FM. All right, Texas, USA is where we're at. But some days ago, we were in Lille, France, checking up on, incidentally, another Quaibam-born, you know, young man, Vincent Iyama. All right, back with Mfon right now. Okay, quickly, before, you know, this connection just messes us up further, let me ask you, we're hearing very alarming figures coming from the U.S. The U.S. is now the hardest hit. I mean, what are they saying in the media right there? Is there a hope for a recovery? And I also see that Trump is getting bashing day in, day out. What's the position right now?
I think it's a lot of, I think the numbers that they're throwing out are, yesterday might have been the highest day of deaths.
Do you think they're exaggerated?
I think they are. I don't want to say exaggerated, but they're not accurate. Because from what I understand, if you pass away and maybe you had the coronavirus in you, they're counting that as dying from coronavirus, where you very well could have died from a heart attack or high blood pressure or old age or whatever it is. So you can't really, it's not an accurate number. And then if you're not testing everybody, which you're not, you can have the coronavirus and be asymptomatic, which means you have no symptoms. Like a lot of the NBA players that tested positive had no symptoms. But does that mean, you know, what does that mean? What category do you go in? It's too hard to tell right now. And then the president is always getting bashed. But I guess it's...
Why do you think he's always getting bashed?
Because, you know, people don't like him in our news channels.
Because he's Donald Trump, right? Because he's Trump.
Well, yes. And our news channels are mostly, you know, liberal-leaning, left-leaning. So they're going to bash him more than normal, I think. And also, his press conferences don't seem to address the issue. They kind of seem like pep rallies for himself at times. He's very
apprehensive.
Watched him kind of things.
I watched him some days ago, you know, bashing a journalist, and it was so funny, you know.
It's really kind of sad, especially with what we have going on. But I think overall, we just had a very slow response to it, and then I still don't think China was honest and is honest with what was happening there.
Okay, it seems like you don't trust.
There's not much you can do.
Okay. All right, so in the wake of this, you don't trust China. People don't trust China. You don't trust, what the government is throwing up on people. What's the fate of the U.S. now as concerns coronavirus? You know, well, what's the fate? Are you guys just waiting and saying, let's see how it plays out?
I think that's all you can do because, you know, this is such an unknown for everybody. And I read they just took Wuhan out of lockdown after 70-something days.
That's right.
So who knows if they're going to catch a second wave, because they say that's possible. And no one knows. So you just have to just wait and kind of ride it out. Our schools have moved to online learning. A lot of jobs have gone to online and working from a computer. So you're not really, you know, out of the house much. And we just have to wait and see. But I think the best thing to do is just to stay indoors, because people are the ones transmitting the virus. And so if we all stay indoors and it warms up, I hear the weather has something to do with it. You know, when it gets hotter outside, I don't know. There's just so many things being thrown around.
Probably the reason why we have less cases in Africa, you think? I heard the weather thing is just, you know, it's just by the way. It doesn't really count like that, because we've started getting cases in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Akwaibom has 5 cases.
I just hope people, you know, really take this seriously. And it's better to err on the side of caution anyway, instead of saying, oh, this isn't a big deal. Well, let's act like it is a big deal and maybe it won't be.
Okay, before we go to sports now, because you, of course, you're a big follower of the NBA, you're a player and all that. Before we go to the NBA and sports generally in the U.S., do you want to jump in on this 5G, you know, talk that people are misrepresenting everywhere, you know, that the virus being spread by 5G? What's your own understanding of what's going on concerning 5G and all that?
I think people are just saying anything nowadays. I don't even know how to respond to that. When this is all over, when this hopefully, and that's hopefully soon, we're going to look back and be able to talk so much more about all of these things that we don't know. But I the things that are coming out right now, I don't even know how to answer, honestly.
Well, it's the same way I avoid talking about 5G on air, because there are different interpretations or, you know, theories surrounding that. All right, let's talk about the sports. What's the fate of the NBA now?
They're just, you know, trying to wait it out. I think they would love to salvage the season somehow. I just don't see how that's possible. And they want to maybe move it into the summer, and that just, you know, takes a lot of planning, which I'm sure they're probably trying to do. I just think right now, because this is such an unknown, it's kind of not something that, you know, the country would think about as a necessity. I mean, I know our entire country and, you know, America is missing sports. We are a sports country, sports of all ages and different sports, basketball, baseball, football, all of that. You know, the Olympics being postponed. It's just everything's too unknown right now. I heard they're trying to maybe do a horse competition, which is a shooting competition called horse, and
okay.
Somehow film different NBA stars doing that from, you know, remote locations. I don't really know how, if that's going to go through. But I mean, for right now, everybody's just on hold.
Wow. Like the Premier League, for instance, which is very well followed here, mm-hmm. when it comes to football, they're having meetings day mm-hmm. in, day out, and they've considered mm-hmm. playing behind closed doors. Once all mm-hmm. the players are certified fit and free from coronavirus, they can play indoors. Do you think that that's going to work? You think that the NBA could risk doing that, play without the fans?
I heard that they were considering maybe doing some kind of playoff format, it may be in Las Vegas, where they have everybody in one or two hotels and,
okay.
you know, keeping everybody kind of quarantined, I guess you could say. I don't know how that would work because there's so many people and would they be allowed to leave the hotel? I don't know. You know, it could work. I think it could work. It would just be incredibly boring for the players, because if you're playing in a quiet arena without music or without yeah. fans, it's a different atmosphere. I think people would watch it definitely on TV. It just, how do you keep everybody safe? How do you would literally have to have everybody maybe in one or two hotels, three hotels, and you're not allowed to leave the hotel and no one's allowed to come in.
That's going to be boring. Very boring.
Yeah.
Okay, so generally, the whole of America, the whole of the U.S. is missing basketball, missing sports.
Definitely.
Well, it's the same thing over here on Fano Doka. I'll allow you go now. I want to thank you very much for talking with us, and it's great You're to welcome. Know that you are safe and everyone.
Yeah,
how's your brother? How's he doing?
He's okay. He had to, you know, stay put in Philadelphia for 14 days. Because they had some people test positive on their team, not players,
wow.
but front office executives, people that, you know, don't play the sport. But now he's in Los Angeles with his family, and Los Angeles is supposed to get kind of hit hard here.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, it's just spreading, and we just have to wait it out and see what happens.
All right, we'll see what happens, and we pray as well. You know, we're a very prayerful
yes.
nation and state
yes.
here. I hope you guys
yes.
pray well over there as well.
Yeah, we do. I definitely am.
Okay. Before you go, just a shout-out to people in Akwa Ibom and Nigeria, you know, just say hello and, you know, give them...
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, say hi and tell everybody. I know so many people want to be stubborn and not listen, but I think you want to be safe than sorry and let this thing pass and, you know, listen to what's being asked of you. And I'm kind of sad because I don't think I'm going to make it there this year to do the camp that I
yeah,
usually
the
do.
Camp, and that's right.
Yeah, it's kind of just thrown a cancel on a lot of plans because we just don't know what's going to happen. But I hope everybody's, you know, staying safe and being well and taking care of each other and spending time with your families and all that stuff, because that's all we could do right now.
All right. Have you discovered any, you know, hidden talents from staying at home, aside basketball?
I have not.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I was considering learning French.
Ah.
I think that was one of the things that I okay. might try to do, because I can do that online.
All right, then. Afon, thank you very much for talking with us. Stay
You're
safe.
Welcome.
And God
you
bless
too.
You out there. All right.
Bless you too. Take care.
All right. Okay, that's how we do right here at Comfort 95.1 FM.